Good evening. Welcome to Wednesday evening chapel. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Outstanding. Just outstanding. Before we begin our chapel service this evening, Dr. Don Stelting has some news for us.
Most of you know that Nazarene Bible College is now accredited by two different accrediting associations, the Higher Learning Commission of North Central Accrediting Association, the Regional Accrediting Association for central part of the United States. But even longer than that, for over 20 years now, for 30 years now, we've been accredited by the ABHE, that's the Association for Biblical Higher Education. It is an association which accredits Bible colleges specifically. For the past 2.5 days, we have had a team of three persons representing that association who have studied our institution. They read all the documents we sent them, rather several hundreds of pages, and asking questions, interviewing people, at the end of which then they write a summary report and leave the campus. The process will not be finished until this coming February when that report is handled by the commission of that association to either approve reaccreditation and continued accreditation for our institution or whether there's some problems. But the site team today about 11 o'clock had an exit interview, and they told us their preliminary findings. And there were some challenges that we're going to have to work on to meet the standards that the ABHE requires of institutions, but none of them are significant ones, little things about where do you put files and how you keep track of people and some of the kind of reports and assessments that we do, something about our Board of Trustees, about how they think they could do better. So all of them are handleable. They're just small things. It's part of the process of continuing to grow and to develop as an institution. Some of you had the opportunity to meet with representatives of that team in the last several days. I appreciate deeply what you have done to help the school. And for those of you who have prayed for this, I thank you as well. This has been a big week in a lot of ways, and this is just one of them. What today was a good report. Our school is strong, it is vital, it is doing what God wants. Among the things that they commended us on was the clarity of the mission of this institution and of the deep commitment. In fact, as one of the men, he used the word devotion. He said the deep devotion that the staff, the faculty, the administrators, the students have for why this college exists and why it does what it does. I must tell you, I'm tired. I've been at this for about 3 years now trying to make it happen. And I'm glad that it's over at this point. And I am pleased that God has guided us and directed us to do this. While there's no final answer, won't be till February, I knew you would want to hear, because this is very good news for us. And you are to be congratulated as well as the people who work at this institution. So thank you very much. And when you're saying prayers of praise and thanks in the next hours, please, please add this to your list. Thank you.
The accrediting association told us what we already knew. This is a good place to be, a good place for education. We're going to do something a little different this evening, and that's why you have the prayer request in your hand. Dr. Mattson told me after last night's chapel that we have actually heard from over 400 different churches. And there are, he said, 166 different prayers who are involved. And I think I told you yesterday, the one who I think is the one furthest away from us is in Ethiopia. For those of you that weren't here last night, let me repeat. I saw the email, and the person said, I'd be glad to be a part. You just tell me what time you need me, and I'll adjust it to Ethiopian time, and I'll join you in prayer. So those are the kinds of things that are taking place. Actually, there are at least two congregations that I know of who have said to their folks, We're going to join with Nazarene Bible College in prayer this week, too. And so congregations in other parts of the country are joining us. And so here's what I want us to do. We're going to spend some time praying. I need for you to find a group of, five or six folks. And these chairs are detachable, which means they can move. So I'd like you to form a circle with those chairs or find a place against the wall in the back, or if the five of you or six of you would like to use some of this altar area for prayer. I need you to make the groupings and group, and then we'll go to the next stage, okay? So I need you to do that first. Now, you're welcome to stand or sit or kneel, whatever position is most comfortable for you. I saw someone take care of some business that I want to make sure that you do first. Make sure that you know the name of the people with whom you're going to pray. Introduce yourselves around the circle. Okay, now allow me to suggest that when you pray, that you follow this pattern. I've highlighted for you the name of the person, in most cases it's there, the name of the person who has made the prayer request, the church that is represented by that prayer request, and in many places, instances, the town and the state where that church is located. And then there's at least one prayer request on that list. When we begin our prayer time, I'd suggest that you pray for the person and the church and the request or requests that are on that list that you have. Then wait a moment and allow anybody else in the circle who would like to also join you in that prayer, praying for that request. We're not in a hurry. We have enough time. And when it seems like that prayer has been taken care of, then the next person prays for the person and the place and the request or the requests. And then we'll just pray accordingly, okay? To begin our prayer time, I've asked Darlene and Nisi to sing a version of 2 Chronicles 7:14 that says, "If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven."
Then shall humble themselves and pray. I will forgive their sin. I will forgive their sin. I will forgive their sin. And heal their land.
Okay, let's pray.
Glory and honor.
I think he's heard us. What do you say? It will, President Graves said this morning, it remains to be seen all that is being done. Some of us won't get to see the answers until then. But in the meantime, we can trust that he's been hearing. Amen? He is worthy of our trust, worthy of our prayer, worthy of our praise. Go in his peace.